hey, folks, here's a good use of taxpayers' money to find out why minority children dig Japanese comics. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyton here. Visit politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com and get our merch, or just simply support us by clicking on support us. It is insane that this is the use of taxpayers' dollars. You can't make this up, folks. You really and truly, you just can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. I mean, really?
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
You seriously got to be kidding me. So anyway, let's just cue this up. This is just maddening. It really is. It really and truly is. Without the government, who would pay for studies to figure out why minority children enjoy reading Japanese comics? I mean, seriously, why do they care about this again? It makes no sense at all. A new report shined a light on how Biden administration is coming up with the novel ways to waste the money of the government swipes from each of our paychecks. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Most of us already know that the state spends taxpayers' money, well, like a drunken sailor. I'm sorry, drunken sailor, I don't mean to compare you to this nonsense. But few understand just how deep this drunken sailor spending it goes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to repeat that again. Did not mean to repeat that. Forget diversity and equality and inclusion, that's DEU, DEI. For a second, just forget about that. Forget about DEI for a second. We need to stop and ask why in the world our government believes in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to find out why minority children dig Japanese comic books. I don't understand this at all. I really don't. I just don't get it. I really don't. What possible benefit could this initiative have to the American society that it requires the state to throw our money at all of this? It doesn't make any sense to me. More so, or moreover, if the state is going to take our money under threat of imprisonment, aren't there more worthy causes, like, I don't know, education maybe, or infrastructure maybe, or crime? What could possibly be so urgent about understanding the obsession with manga that it requires hundreds of thousands of dollars? But there is an even deeper issue here. This is not just about wasteful spending. It shows just how bloated our federal government has become. The state has grown so fat and happy that it has money to spend on studies about minority children and Japanese comics. This goes leaps and bounds beyond what the government's actual role is supposed to be. I don't know. How about protecting our rights? Doesn't that sound like something worth throwing money at? It does to me. Continuing, the reason the government gets away with this is because we tend not to pay much attention to the minutiae and the media throws at us daily on a daily basis. We are so bogged down with outrage, porn, and distractions. Don't forget the marijuana that they, or we could like CBD or whatever you call this stuff, and gummies and all this medical stuff to make you so high that you don't, they could do what they want to you. Anyway, we remain unaware of what our government is doing with the money it steals from us, but at least there's a silver lining. Really, what could possibly be the silver lining? What could that be? Well, we finally find out why minority kids dig Japanese comics. Obviously, they're being facetious because, yeah, obviously that's sarcasm. That's insane. That's insane. You know what's more insane? Why didn't the story actually tell us why we do dig it? I'm not part of that. I don't dig Japanese comics. I don't dig any comics. So anyway, this is just wild stuff, man. Wild.
Well, looky here. Many of y'all ain't subscribed or liking my videos. Come on now, help a brother out. Oh wait, affirmative action is gone. Never mind, don't help a brother out. Do it because you like me.
That's all I got for ya. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you on the next one.